Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. Here's another musical history lesson on today's Electronic Jazz program. An innovator in electronics was pianist and swing band leader Raymond Scott, born in 1908 in Brooklyn. Among his several inventions was the so-called electronium, intended to be a synthesizer and music-generating machine. Scott began the project in a garage in 1959. He spent 11 years and almost $1 million on it. He sold it to Motown Records in 1969, and how they used it has never been revealed. Apparently, it is not in working order. As a tribute to Raymond Scott, you'll hear his swing band in 1944 doing Moccasin Glide. Sorry, no electronics on this one. After that, keyboardist Bob James will do 3 AM from his 1986 Obsession album. In 1992, George Duke recorded Oh Baby on his Snapshot release with himself on vocals and various synthesizers.
Oh.
We are enjoying electronic jazz on today's Dr. Jazz program. Keyboardist Alex Bunyon was born in Montreux, Switzerland in 1958. He is the nephew of the prominent mainstream jazz trumpeter Donald Byrd. In 1995, from his Tales from the Bright Side album, Bunyon recorded one about everybody's favorite vegetable, okra. After that, French electric violinist Jean-Luc Ponty will do Don't Let the World Pass You By from his Cosmic Messenger album of 1978. Electronic jazz is the focus on this Dr. Jazz program. The Urban Knights are a smooth jazz band founded in 1995 and led by keyboardist Ramsey Lewis. From their first album, you'll hear The Rose, soprano sax by Grover Washington Jr. The Yellow Jackets recorded Father Time on their 1995 Dreamland release. Then alto saxophonist David Sanborn will play Breaking Point from his Change of Heart album of 1987. This last set on today's Electronic Jazz will begin with Black Frost, recorded by Grover Washington Jr. in 1975 on his tenor saxophone and on the album Mr. Magic. The Crusaders were a band founded in 1960 by four high school friends from Houston, Texas, Joe Sample, Wilton Felder, Styx Hooper, and Wayne Henderson. In 1977, they recorded Nightcrawler on the album Free as the Wind. And we'll complete this electronic jazz program with bassist John Patitucci doing Groovin' from his first recording in 1988. Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.